Begin the grind top and says about Basa Dafcha Beis. Begin with Beis. Begin with Tes Master. Begin with the words of the Gemara. Elam Rabba. The Rabba says Hachakama. This is what he's saying. Misha Ekeis Lebechulu, which Ikshri Yibam. Yibam asks the Lama Le Leminkad Bechiyai Gamna. Okay, so you're interpreting the Mishnah that it means that if someone had a wall nearby and it fell, you can't make a new one until you distance the Dalai Lama. Why did he pick such a case? Shoy, because of Brocha Gab Amas, that he had a wall, the four Amas far, but nothing fell. Well, listen, why don't you just say straight up, Shlei Yismach Kaisley, because of Chaber, from the beginning. You're not going to make a wall near your friend's wall, and can't hear Chaber Amas unless he distance four Amas. And Malekla maybe cannot say, no, the Dafk Bichai Gab, no, it's specifically in such a case. Shoy, Rochi Gab Amas, there was already once four Amas away, Verichik Harishin, Komar, the Lei Yismach, and so when the first one was Dalai Lama's away, then we say, oh, you can't do it nearby. If that would be the case in my park, so why is the Gemara asking a shortly time, shlo yafel, that it shouldn't make it dark? Oy, is the Gersa. Mishum Sulam, or because of the ladder, Mishum Dab Shaloi, but because of the pressing on the ground that doesn't apply. But if there's no chiv to marchik in the beginning, when you're saying to the kaisach area, then it wouldn't be difficult at all. Obviously, that it's always a problem. So therefore, that takes his question that the Rebbe wants to know. So why do you have to say that it was and then it fell? But that because of davsha, well, that seemingly is not a problem. Wait, Taisus, but Taisus begin to say, wait a second, what's the question? Let me just say that Bir Yeshana, that's talking about by old city, as the Gemara, the friendship between new and old. So, remember, in Tami says, the bias have a kagina, no, because a house is like a garden. If you're nice and meet the bekelim, it's like, because you put a bed and vessels near the wall, no one steps over there. And therefore, that's the question, why is Davsha not a problem? Wait, there's from another part you could say, is the Bechatz Eke Davsha, the Rabban. By a courtyard, you have many people stepping. Mashenke Bebayas, which is not the case, by a house, not so many people, and therefore, that's in the house, in other words, even by an old city, should be a problem. And leading there, according to the Riyad, it seems the nichalei l'shnuyi b'chadasha. You're right. You could have answered by old city, but the Gemara prefer to give an answer as a new city. Do me the reisha, similar to the case of the reisha. And mechina hida mechigin as a kaisel min haschila. So to the halacha of you have to distance the wall from the guy's gutter. Avagad m'sek has been a tayim, even though it separates in the middle. Hida halacha of the mechigin as a holding the shulach of distancing the ladder from the dovkad. Still, the Gemara preferred to say that it's talking about a'ir chadasha like the prior mishnah, even though there was even a separate halacha interposing in the middle. For sure, over here, where you don't have a hefsek in between. Next says, they begin with the words like "magh bekama." I'm Rabbi Yehuda b'chulu. So Taisa b'temet. So one, because the hashda boy bekama. Now you're asking how much is the distance of Basra achid parcha. Then you ask, I bought non arba amas. I learned in the Mishnah dalal amas. So it says, Bishlamik says, no, you're right. Rabbi Yehuda goofy boy bekama. He himself was asking bekama. V'loy gemara, not the gemara, and it's all part of what he's coming to say. And b'kin yizay yesh be'el mitzis. We find someone b'bab mitzid of chafal menav. As Taisa the masal bekama, there explains that although it doesn't say it, but it's really him asking, and therefore this is all part of what he's saying. Next, Tais must begin with the word Gemara, b'madre es koisole. So Tais understands this differently than Rashi, and he says, the Gemara could not have answered b'mabia koisole dalaramis, that we're talking about where he elevated the wall of dalaramis, because he came to koimen atzad. Since it's from the side, and the length of the wall is to the width of the window, it could look at the end of the wall, and therefore, that's why we couldn't give an answer that you made a dalal amas high, and therefore the Gemara is asking, therefore the Gemara had to answer, b'madres kaisole. This says, must begin the words of the Gemara, b'anatnan arba amas, but we learned that, how could you say, it's k'malei recha b'chaloin, but we learned it's dalal amas. Which the Masnin Airi, because the Mishnah is also talking about Namim and Atzad, also from the side, because Kim Dalechai Shadavsha, since our Mishnah is also not concerned for a Davsha, and Mishnah Mechalayim, because the window is obviously the same type of case, and therefore it's a valid question. How can you say that it's the width of the window when you see it's Dalai Lama's? Let's say, Master, begin the words, let's say we have an anonymous Mishnah, not like Rabbi Yisi. which Pesher Ben Chana explains, but from the fact that the Gemara is saying over here, Tfei, Limit Likr B'Yesi, and the Gemara prefers to say it better over here, that it's not like a B'Yesi, but like Kamar, Mishnah is still El, and we didn't say this on the previous Mishnah is, Mashmah sounds like the Kulu Asakir B'Yesi, that actually all the previous Mishnahs could be like him till now. How's that possible? Because if I have a Kulu Gir delay, they're all considered that even he would agree to the Halacha, that it's his arrows, and therefore it would be the Mazik's liability. The Mehishaita, Mishtak Hazeka, because it's from that moment that there's already considered damage. But like Poly Grib Yesi, and Grib Yesi doesn't disagree, it'll be Elon on the case of the tree. And that's where he holds that it's al nizik laharchik es atzmai. And b'tzoch lemer leperusha, what you have to say the masnitin del el that the mishnah nomad aleph havanam giri delay is also considered as a household. The minatkir shemecha kaisel, because the moment you put your wall nearby, many adavshah, it's already people can't walk there anymore, and therefore it's considered giri delay. It says about to begin with the gemara k'deishay zekev es asulim, so that he could be able to stand up his ladder. Which Tais explains must be kishemachar when it was sold, that he gave him the rights to put up his ladder in his courtyard. That must be talking about. But Kamash Blan, and we're saying that the boy Abamas, that shear is Dalad Amos. Next test must begin the words of Gemara, Iba Gramahu. This mark in my jump on is a grum, indirect cause. So he says, Tim, it's a wonder, because why didn't the Gemara ask the same question by Davsha, where that's also not a direct damage, only indirect causation, where people are not going to be able to walk over there? Why don't you ask the same question over there? Next time, to begin the words of the Gemara, this tells us, grum bin zakan asa, that indirect cause of damage is forbidden. Now, Amikara, sakadaitach, but originally the Gemara understood, Kehid Mikara Potter, just like that Bach takes out the word Mikara, just like you Potter, you're exempt from liability, that's actually even permitted, but that's what saying, no, but it's us. Now, Hachamashba, so it sounds like for me, the Grumman Zakin, the Potter, that indirect caused by damages, yeah, it might be us, but that you're exempt. Amechim Perikets are regularly more about becoming the Prof of Mbez or Klimer Shagag if you threw a vessel from the top of a roof. But you attacked them karmic sussis and they were pills and blankets where it would have fell. But Kadma Silkan and another guy afterwards thrown down goes and removes the pills and blankets. Philahu Patri, even he's going to be exempt because it's a grama. Perikapar, the Gemara with the Andap Menzain Mbez, Eknus Peiris, Lachatza Balabai, Shalabi Shazam Hulu. Someone brought in produce into the courtyard of the homeowner without permission. But coming about the Gemara says over there, the Machlab, who's got Potter that it was eaten and it got damaged, is going to be Potter. And because it's a grama, but that's the same amav as lavnei bemes chaver. If someone puts the poison in front of his friend's animal, the potter. But this is exempt. Over shech beir b'yad cheshet b'katan. Over the end up no tesim beis. If he sends a fire in the hand of a deaf mute, mentally deranged or minor, and the pirates get b'fnei bemes chaver. If someone breaches the wall in front of his friend's animal, v'kevik comes chaver b'fnei leg, or he bends over his friend's pile of grain in front of the fire, or v'isam alocha mechata. If someone does work with his friend's purifying waters there on Daphne Haim and Bez, Nanvav Medalv, or Valiba, Valipse, Aruach, if he blows and the wind blows the fire, the potter, Bechal Hanach, that you're exempt on all these cases. Kedam Beresh Akrens, like the Gemara B'Thir says, Daphne Tesim Bez. And the Mabbis Chaber, so if someone frightens his friend, Daphne Nami Gram, it's also an indirect cause. Kedam Beresh Perakam the Kedushin, like it says, Kedushin of Chavdam Bez. Because the Ihudu, the Abbas and Avshay, really the guy himself is scaring himself. And the guy who scared him is just a Gramma. And so the kids are regular. The Gemara will become the Chav Gemal Beis. She's by Kelev. If he incited a dog to bite someone, or she's by Nachash, incited the snake, but you're exempt. Now, Beishli in Tam. So, okay, so it's only Gram and Zak and Yipata. But you have to give an explanation. Maishna Kalhani, why are these all different? Medina de Garmi, a different type of causation. Kugain Achvi Achvuye, Tagrizal Basa, like when you showed them where the guy's property is, and over there, and Daf Kaftazayim Abez, or Maradin L'Shulchanei, or let's say someone showed a coin to the money changer, and he said it's good, V'nimtzra Ra, turns out it's bad, or V'nifritza, the wall breached, Nama L'Gadar, he says to defense it, or V'dan Nesadin, or someone judged a court case, and he judged wrong, the Chayav L'Rameya, Rameya holds you liable, even if you didn't even take it from one party, give it to the other one. Or if someone burns someone else's documents, or if someone sells a document to his friend and then he pardons the one that owes it to him. So why these, what's called garmi, chayiv, how is it different than grama, when he's zaken yipata? So v'chilik Rabbeinu Yitzchak makes a differentiation, loshon echad, one version is, the din garmi chayiv, because ha'inu sh'aisa hu atzma yehezik l'mam l'chaveri. He himself is doing an act of damage to his friend, and some add on the word zabar yezik, and it's a definite damage, in contrast to grama, where he's not doing an action that's direct. V'oid chilik, another difference is the din garmi chayiv, because the moment you do your action, Shabbat Hesek, really that the damage is already coming at that point. Which I was like, the Rosh Hashanah to get to Shabbat Hesek, Mishas Maisa, the damage is coming right then. But Val Kol Kasha, but on all of them is difficult. The halach of tears are tummy. When he says what's tummy, he says really tar. Val Vais Asma, even in Paris, and the homeowner himself makes it with his own produce. But my Chayiv, why are you liable? Do Asma, you know, I say Hesek Bebam Chaveri, there the judge is not doing any damage in his friend's money. And also the moment, that's the first teretz, and also the second teretz, the moment that he's saying it's tar, in the bahazi, the damage doesn't come then, so the two answers don't really fit. So when the ritzva appears to the ritzva, the din degar mi, the reason why yichayev hametam knas, it's a penalty. It's obvious from the Yerushalmi. Therefore, kol hezek amatzai, beragel, lovely. So any type of damage that's common and could happen, the chacham penalized. But time the concern, the reason why they penalize is just that you shouldn't have every single person going in and harming his friend, but out in the open, like ripping up his documents, even though it's still a garmi because it's not really money, it's just going to cause that he can't collect his debts. That's also the reason for the one who holds you liable for unrecognizable damage, because it's really a direct act. It's just, it's like you can't see tumo or something like that. It's possible the b'shegi namakon shemeir that the mayor penalizes also when do by mistake. Keicha dekanes, just like he penalizes b'matam b'dameya when you make something tummy or you mix in truma and chulin. Echad shagi v'echemezi, where you do it by mistake, where you do it deliberately, as the Gemara says in Gittin and Gimel Mebeis, that the same thing would apply over here with garmi. Maybe the same principles would apply that you'd be chayev again for the halacha of knas. We went and we extended, and not only for mezid, but even you do it b'shagi. But that's the difference between garmi and grama, which are the common things that, you know, that we should hold the person liable for.